Let me begin with my Christmas present. This is what I'm giving my five siblings. It's a CD, big deal. No, it's a tape. It used to be a cassette tape, but who does cassettes any days now? So I transferred it to a CD. I taped my mother. I listened to her 20 years ago, shortly before she died. And I asked, Mom, what was the birth of each of us was like? A mother never forgets, nor a father. So I invite you, mothers and fathers, especially the young ones, holding your infants for the first time here at Christmas, to imagine with Mary and Joseph the ways in which the incarnation took place. When I prayed in an Ignatian way, I was struck by that phrase, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Twice, swaddling came up. Look it up. Do you see or hear swaddling anywhere else? Well, Jesus was swaddled. What does that mean? Wrapped tightly, almost like a womb, so the body's blood could continue to circulate. And so Mary held Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes. And when I interviewed my mother and I interviewed some new mothers, what was it like holding your child for the very first time? It was like I was wrapping my arms around her or him. It was so precious. There was nothing I would do more than hold my child. It was an answer to a dream. And I hold the child, and I loved, and I noticed. My mother noticed the small, fragile fingers and toes with its small, fragile arms and legs. A mother does that, noticing, wondering. Mary did it even more so because she was holding not just her son, but God, and not just for herself, but for us. Our mother was looking at her son for the first time in Bethlehem. This was what the incarnation is about. Toes and fingers, arms and legs, a child's cry, holding, loving in an intimate way. I moved on in my meditation to Joseph, and I imagine what was it like when Mary gave Joseph the child for the very first time. And Joseph may have had dreams for his son, his foster son, the way any father would be, wondering, how will I move this child into the world? What kind of man will he be? How will I teach him the Jewish ways or carpentry? How will I make this child a person, a citizen of the world? Wondering in a very profound way, connecting in a way of imagining. And then I imagined Joseph holding the child with Mary and then looking at Mary, eye to eye, gazing, Joseph to Mary, Mary gazing in the eyes of Joseph. And I remembered 10 years ago how I had the privilege of shortly after my niece Sheila gave birth to her son Peter, how a few hours later I came in to Sheila's bedroom holding the child Peter. And then I noticed the father, Sheila's husband, gazing at his wife, the mother of their child, in a profound, intimate way, eye to eye. And I was struck, and I saw the energy of their intimacy right there. It is an intimacy that I notice when I see, right at this step, a bridegroom welcoming his bride through those doors, eye to eye, an answer to a dream, a joyful time, or when they pronounce their wedding vows. I have the privilege, as any presider, seeing the gaze, the joy, the exhilaration, the dream come true. Jesus was that dream for that loving couple in Bethlehem. Then another image occurred. It occurred was a memory of what I was like a shepherd this past June when I toured Holy Family Hospital in Bethlehem. And I saw the intensive care nursery, and I saw 12 infants struggling for their lives, 10 weeks premature. And there, through the gift of modern medicine, they were surviving. Monies from the Christians throughout the world, from the Muslim community and the Jewish community, peace through medicine, a dream, a hope. And as I walked through, almost like a shepherd, I came across a family. They were Muslim. A man was holding the child, and a woman was there, and they were smiling, and I smiled back, and we communicated without words. They were taking their son home after 30 days in that intensive care nursery. The man was holding this child, protecting, and there was so much joy. 30 minutes later, after I toured the hospital, the man saw me again, and he came up, and he shook my hand, welcoming me, thanking me for being there. And I pondered, and I wondered, maybe Joseph, after the shepherds came, shook their hands and welcomed and thanked them. Shepherds, or as Pope Francis saying, the shepherds are like immigrants in our world today, calling to be welcomed, calling for reaching out of hands. My meditation moved me further into the altar, to the Eucharist, and noticing the hands of the child, I meditated on the hands, the same hands, the same arms, the same fingers, the same toes on the cross. Birth, life, death, and oh yes, resurrection. My sisters and brothers, that is what we celebrate this morning. Not just the birth, not just the death, but the resurrection, the promise that is brought to each of us. For the same arms that reached out to Mary and Joseph was the same arms that reaches out and embraces all of us, as the gospel said, great news for all people. And so I present a final image, an image that I took from Bethlehem. You see, last June, I bought these in Manger Square as a symbol of a chalice, a paten, a memory, but more significantly, the Eucharist is not just past, it's present and future. Jesus, after he died on the cross, rose, perhaps in swaddling clothes that he broke open for the world to be embraced, to be loved. And so as we continue our Eucharist on this Christmas day, we will have the people of Bethlehem, past and present, in our hearts and in our minds. And as Pope Francis says, all refugees, all immigrants, all people of goodwill, to welcome one another in the joy of the resurrected Christ because of the birth of Jesus, who was once held in the arms of Mary and Joseph. As brothers and sisters in Christ, then, let us stand and proclaim with joy the ancient prayer of our ancestors, the prayer of our faith that begins, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary.